Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And let me just check. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
2004.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
I'll vote. Yes, I will vote.
And is that an almost certain or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Abortion rights.
Thank you. Another one that you would like to add, or that's okay?
Mexican people, like immigration.
Thank you very much.
And financial crisis to the economy.
Financial crisis. Thank you. Now, think about to the 2020 presidential election. Did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Robert F. Kennedy. I like his policies.
Thank you. Now, some people feel certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for him. The first one is Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. And the next one is Donald Trump.
4.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Probably the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kari Lake?
Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
And do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more, or do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yes.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Strongly or... Oh, thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and their spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
What was that?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yes, strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home due to a war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yes, strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
And the last one for this section is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time? I'm so sorry.
Yes. A program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, they should be protected.
Mm-hmm. So hearing about that program, would it make you less or more likely to vote for him in the in the 2024 election?
I'm pretty set on voting for Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. So would you have a scale? Because we're looking for, we're looking to know where do you fall. So we have the scale of much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference one way or another.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes.
Hearing that, would it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or would it make no difference one way or another? That you would vote for him in the 2024 election? Yeah.
More likely. Like, a little more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
someone more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who married American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Someone more likely.
The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Someone more likely.
And two more to go. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat
more likely? Hello?
I'm just talking to my wife.
Okay.
Someone more likely.
Someone more likely, thank you. And the last one for this section is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Somewhat more likely or much more likely? Yeah.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Are you very...
Fuck's sake.